The Y100 715 second date update starts now.
We're trying to help out the very concerned and kind of sad Mark this morning on the 715 second date updates. JR and Beth on Y100.
Yeah, he says this isn't typical for him. He wouldn't normally reach out, but a mutual friend that he has with Carla hasn't heard from her either. They're both kind of concerned. Mark really likes her. He feels like she's a great girl. They had chemistry and we're stumped.
All right, so we're going to try to call Carla. We got her number right here. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carla?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Carla, this is JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hi, what's up, guys?
Girlfriends.
Well, listen, Carla, we are doing something called our 715 second date update. We talk to people about dates they went on. We do it every single day. And we want to see if we could talk to you today about a date you went on.
Okay.
So Couple dates, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the deal, though. There's a guy that's very concerned about you because he hasn't heard anything from you in a while. Yeah, I'm talking about Mark.
Oh, goodness. Okay, yeah. So, I kind of, like, just, yeah.
You kind of disappeared on him?
He probably thinks I'm, like, the biggest flake, but I have, like, a legitimate reason.
Ooh.
Okay, now, before you tell us the reason, I will tell you, he has never said you were a flake. He just kind of was concerned about you to see if you're okay and what happened. Maybe he did something. So he's kind of optimistic about this whole thing, but what is the reason that you haven't gotten back to him?
Well, I really like Mark. Like, he's super cute. We totally clicked, guys. Like, it was awesome. The couple of dates that we went out. But, like, I don't know. Mark is at, like, a different place in his life than I am. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to live up to his standards. And it's, like, it's a little complicated.
Okay.
Like, we went out, I think, maybe 3 or 4 times. And, like, over those 4 dates, like, guys, he has a house. He has a maid. Like, he has, like, prime packages that come every month. And then he has his groceries delivered. Like, he's so together. And I'm not. Like, I have an entry-level job. I don't even know. I still don't know how to, like, balance my checkbook. Like, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to be able to meet his standards. Like, he's so together.
Okay, well,
it's intimidating, guys.
A couple things here, Carla. One, you're employed, so great job on that. That is that's adulting right there, right?
True. Oh my gosh, I love that you said adulting.
Two, the checkbook thing is budgeting and all that stuff is hard to do, and it's a habit you have to get into. Beth, I think you would admit you've made a huge change in that.
Yes, and they have apps for it that like do the balancing for you, so we can help you with that.
Yeah, Beth loves to help people with that because it really did change her life.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't think Mark would call us trying to get a hold of you, Carla, if you didn't live up to his standards, quote unquote.
Facts.
And I don't think that he even thinks that way because we have him on the phone, Carla, and I want to bring him back on and have him tell you that for himself. Mark, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
All
hi,
right.
Carla.
Hopefully he feels that way.
I was going to say, he already hung up. You can't balance a checkbook. I'm out. All right. So, Mark, why don't you just talk to Carla? Just go ahead.
I don't care that you have an entry-level position, and I don't care that you don't own a house or own a car. It doesn't matter to me. I don't connect with that many women, and I've so many first dates, and that's it. And for you, it just seemed like more, and I was confused why you just, you know, disappeared. But, you know, I just really like you, and I want to go out with you again, and I don't care about all those things that are stressing you out. Those don't matter to me.
Oh, so cute.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, and I just want to say, guys, like, it's not like Mark was, like, advertising that he has. He's, like, a pro adult, like, master's in adulting. Like, he's not that kind of guy at all.
Thank you for clarifying. Really, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like, I think I just really got in my head, like, he just has it together. And I'm, like,
in preschool still.
So. It can be tough. Like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, like, just meeting someone that you feel like has it all together, you're just like, gosh, am I good enough almost?
Well, it's also something you can learn from, too. I mean,
that's
it's like,
true.
How did they get to this point?
Yeah.
I mean, it's people are at different points in their lives all the time.
That's true.
Now, Carla, you say you don't know what to say, but here's the deal.
Ooh.
It's a yes or no question.
Ooh.
Would you, do you like how I got there?
I know, that was good.
Would you like to go on another date with the very together and the very adulting Mark?
Absolutely.
Okay, and we'll take the whole financial thing out of it because
yeah. We'll
pay for the date.
Yeah,
we'll get the money from somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where, but anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Mark, that's got to make you happy, right? And a little relieved.
That's awesome. That made my day. Thank you.
Oh,
awesome.
You guys made our day.
Carla, good news.
Yeah.
Be confident in yourself because you have a lot of great things going for you
right now,
okay?
Own it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Mark, Carla, we are happy for you guys, and I'm going to put you on hold and get all your info, all right? Hang on.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.